live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil that while the government will seek accountability regarding MICA, a public inquiry would take years to complete and cannot be the immediate priority. The HSE says it will consider another pop-up COVID testing centre in Inishowen. There are renewed calls for special attention to be paid to Letterkenny University Hospital to tackle overcrowding and cancellations. And a Donegal Garda is urging people to regularly check their bank balances online after revealing she was scammed this week. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil that while the government will seek accountability regarding MICA, a public inquiry would take years to complete and cannot be the immediate priority. Micheál Martin was responding to Deputy Thomas Pringle, who raised recent media reports about the purchase of five MICA-affected houses by Donegal County Council. Deputy Pringle also raised questions about the Council's dealings with companies that supplied MICA-affected blocks. He said these are questions that the government must address.
We were hit with further revelations about the entangled relationship of Donegal County Council and the quarry site that produced the MICA-riddled blocks, and also the purchases of MICA-affected homes in Buncrana. As reported last week in local media in Donegal, Donegal County Council knew in early November 2019 the properties in Cranla contained MICA. However, this fact was not communicated to the Department of Housing, and it is unclear whether it was or not it was communicated to the Council's solicitors as well. It also now appears that some of the quarry sites may not have had proper planning permission, or they at the very least proper enforcement of planning conditions by Donegal County Council. Yet they are a major supplier to the Council over the years. 100% redress is needed, Taoiseach, but also accountability. If we are to learn, we need transparency as to how all this was allowed to happen. My question to you, Taoiseach, is will your government legislate to establish a public inquiry into the operations of Donegal County Council in relation to this MICA saga?
First of all, the government's main focus right now is in drawing up a scheme for MICA to comprehensively deal with the issues for the householders who have been affected. And that is the overwhelming focus of government. But parallel with that, we're looking at accountability in terms of whatever legal mechanisms may be available. But again, you know, when you talk about a public inquiry, you know that's years. You know, that's not going to deal with the immediate issue. Public inquiry would minimum take 5 or 6 years, knowing how things happen.
Thank you, Taoiseach.
The HSE says it will consider another pop-up COVID testing centre in Inishowen. The issue was raised at a regional health forum meeting this afternoon by Councillor Albert Doherty, who told the online discussion that figures in Inishowen are rising at a worrying rate. The previous walk-in testing centre on the peninsula ceased operations at the end of September, with people having to go to Letterkenny to be tested. Earlier, Councillor Martin McDermott told Highland Radio News that for many people, travelling to Letterkenny isn't feasible.
You know, the high numbers of COVID cases that we're having at the minute, and also the fact that people here in Inishowen have to travel to Letterkenny to make appointments to travel to Letterkenny to get COVID tests done, I think is very, very difficult for a lot of families, especially families that have people and mothers and fathers out working that have to take time off work to go to Letterkenny. That, you know, the test centre here in Inishowen, the pop-up test centre was it worked extremely well when it was here. And I think, you know, with the numbers that the way they are at the minute, I think it's vitally important that that pop-up test centre is brought back here to Inishowen, even for a period of time to alleviate the situation that we're in at the minute.
Now, the HSE at the time said that when they were decommissioning the pop-up testing centre in Inishowen, that it would be reinstated whenever the need was there, and it could be reinstated quite quickly. So obviously it wouldn't take a lot for it to be reinstated.
No, absolutely not. And I have made contact with the HSE to see is it possible that it could be reinstated as a matter of urgency, as I say, to allow people the flexibility to stay here in the peninsula and quickly get a test done. Walk-on test centre, I think, works extremely well. It worked extremely well when it was here in Inishowen. And I think that needs to be back, and it needs to come back urgently.
The Dáil's heard calls for free antigen testing to be made available to everyone. Government plans for subsidised testing have been delayed as ministers continue to finalise the details. They're examining how to ensure continuity of supply of the rapid tests. But Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says that's not the only issue.
The issues that we are considering in relation to it is how they will be available in different retail outlets. Of course, we are looking at what will be the cost in relation to this. But of course, anything that slows down and contains the spread of COVID, the cost of that has tended to be a very good investment.
In light of rising COVID-19 figures, Donegal County Council has decided to move its budget meeting online. It was to have taken place in the Aura Leisure Centre on Thursday, but that will not now happen. The meeting will determine the Council's income and expenditure plans for 2022. Meanwhile, final year exams may be brought forward to allow trainee teachers to take on urgent substitution roles in schools. Teacher training colleges discussed this possibility with Education Minister Norma Foley this afternoon. It comes as hundreds of teachers are currently off work due to COVID-19. The meeting was described as positive, but it was acknowledged trainee teachers are not the only solution to the crisis. There's renewed calls for special attention to be paid to Letterkenny University Hospital to tackle overcrowding and cancellations. It comes as Northwest Sinn Féin TDs met with the executive management team of the Seelta Hospital Group yesterday, where issues affecting the system were laid bare. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin is warning that the hospital is under severe pressure and strain from COVID and non-COVID care. He says Letterkenny is constantly top of the table for the wrong reasons, and it's high time the government intervene.
So there's not enough beds in our community hospitals. That means that you can't release patients from Letterkenny to those hospitals quickly enough. Not enough home care supports in the community. And then, of course, in Letterkenny itself, there isn't enough beds, nurses and doctors. And then the knock-on effect of a packed emergency department is that appointments, procedures are cancelled, the waiting list grows. So this is about the neglect of Donegal and our health service for so many years.
Now, we do know that there is a big effort to try and recruit the necessary staff to Letterkenny University Hospital, but it doesn't seem to be going too well. Like, what, from your point of view, can be done to entice people here to the county to work in the hospital?
Well, one of the things in the recruitment process is it's very, very bureaucratic. It takes too long to recruit nurses and doctors in this country, and some of those processes need to be looked at. But we also need to reassure and assure any nurses who are coming into our health service in Donegal or coming back that they're not going to be working in impossible conditions, that they're not going to be under unbelievably stressful conditions. And that's a real deterrent to attract nurses and doctors into our health system in Donegal. So we're a victim of the neglect over the years.
The EU and UK will hold more talks on resolving issues around the Northern Ireland Protocol this week. One of the main issues on the agenda will be the supply of medicines between Britain and the North. The UK has said significant gaps remain between both sides on post-Brexit trading rules. The EU's chief negotiator, Maro Sefcovic, hopes the talks can gather momentum this week.
I will be travelling to London this Thursday. We'll have a meeting with the Lord Frost on Friday, and I hope that we will be able to gather the momentum to resolve the issue of medicines and then to focus on other pressing issues linked with the protocol on Ireland, Northern Ireland, and also discuss other issues which are on our agenda.
The Garda Representative Association says the number of attacks on Gardaí has risen significantly in recent years. The organisation, which is holding its annual conference in Kerry, wants mandatory sentences introduced for those convicted of assaulting officers. Vice President of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, says it's having an impact on the number of Gardaí available for duty.
There's been an upward trend in assaults on guards for the last number of years, so we're seeing huge exponential rises. So what that is meaning is that more members are suffering the trauma of it, or the physical injuries, and there's an abstraction rate because people are not parading for duty because they're off with injuries. So it's impacting on a very personal level on our members, and then it's also impacting organisationally.
A Donegal Garda is urging people to regularly check their bank balances online after revealing she was scammed this week. On this morning's Community Garda slot, Garda Grainne Doherty said while she was checking her account last night, she noticed three transactions to an unknown site, despite the fact that she has constantly followed Garda advice. She says similar incidents are on the rise.
I went home last night and I checked my banking online and three transactions had come out of my account late yesterday evening from a site I'd never heard of. It was the same site, the three transactions, never heard of this site before. So I contacted the emergency line for my bank, reported the matter to them. I hadn't clicked on any links, you know, I hadn't received any emails, text messages that were in any way odd to me, and I hadn't inputted any details. So just want to make people aware, just to keep an eye on their online banking. You know, it's important to keep an eye on your account and check the transactions regularly that are taking place there. You know, there may be many people out there don't look at it from one end of the year to the next. They're online banking. We're getting a lot of, you wouldn't believe the amount of reports of this type of fraud that we're receiving at the moment.
Any idea how they may be accessing it? Have you any theory as to how they could have got your info? Or?
I don't, to be honest, no, because my card has been with me at all times. Yeah. You know, nobody would have had any access to the card, so possibly just maybe some website that I have used is the only thing that I can think of. Yeah, some website I have used of late that maybe my details were taken then from that. But and just also, so we would like to ask people to please, please do not click on links, especially the bank type messages that are coming out at the moment. The amount of people that are falling victim to this is, you know, it's worrying. Losing thousands of euro, clicking the link, and I know it does, most of these messages appear under your genuine banking thread, and possibly that's where people are falling victim to it. You know, they think it's genuine. They instill a feeling of panic. Mm. You know, the messages are designed that way, you know, that something's going to happen to your account or something urgent, you know, this needs to be dealt with urgently. People panic, it's understandable, but the bank will never ever send you out a text message with a link requesting private information.
The New Atlantic Technological University is to open its doors on April the 1st, 2022. The new TU for the West and Northwest encompasses Letterkenny Institute of Technology as well as GMIT and IT Sligo. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In a statement, Minister for Higher Education Simon Harris says the word Atlantic conveys power, strength, a distinctive geography, rich history and shared heritage. Over 3,000 students, staff and external stakeholders were surveyed as part of the naming process, including public bodies, government agencies, community, alumni and schools' guidance counsellors. Following extensive consultation, a shortlist of names was produced and discussed with the department and Minister Harris, resulting in the chosen name Atlantic Technological University. The three institutes, GMIT, LYIT and IT Sligo, stretching from North Donegal to South Galway, will see their eight locations become ATU campuses from the 1st of April. This means that students of the current three institutes who graduate in this academic year and henceforth in the West and Northwest will do so with university qualifications.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie, with free next day delivery on orders over €85.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with boxing news. Jason Quigley has had surgery on the broken jaw he suffered in his world title challenge last weekend. The Donegal man confirmed the surgery was a success on social media and thanked everyone for their support. Quigley lost in two rounds to Demetrius Andred last Friday in New Hampshire, with his hopes of causing an upset against the WBO middleweight champion shattered when the referee stopped the fight as Jason hit the canvas for the third time. He suffered the injury in the first round after a big right hook from Demetrius. In soccer, SSE are trusty Premier Division top scorer Georgie Kelly has been nominated for the PFAI Player of the Year award. The Bohemian striker is shortlisted alongside Shamrock Rovers defender Roberto Lopez and Chris Forrester of St Patrick's Athletic. Donegal man Kelly ended the season with a 21-goal tally, six clear of Daniel Madru. Bowes pair Dawson Devoy and Ross Tierney have been nominated for the Young Player of the Year award alongside UCD's Colm Whelan. Whelan has also been shortlisted for the First Division Player of the Year alongside teammate Liam Kerrigan and Ryan Brennan of Shelburne. Staying in the League of Ireland, Waterford's preparations for Friday's promotion relegation playoff have been thrown into disarray today. The club's sack manager, Mark Burcham, this morning, minutes after he claimed he'd been suspended over a disagreement with Blues owner Richard Forrest. Waterford play UCD for the right to be in next season's SSE Airtrusty Premier Division this coming weekend. Bertram says he only learned of his dismissal following a Twitter announcement by the club. On to the European scene. Interim Manchester United manager Michael Carrick has made four changes to his team for this evening's Champions League game away to Villarreal. Alex Telles, Fred, Donny van de Beek and Anthony Martial come into the starting 11. United go into the game top of Group F, but ahead of their hosts only on goal difference. Kick-off in Spain is at 5:45 in just under a half an hour's time. The other game in United's group sees Atalanta play away to Young Boys from 8. Chelsea, meanwhile, need a win in Turin tonight if they're to maintain hopes of qualifying as Group H winners. Just a point for Juventus will be enough for them to seal top spot. Elsewhere in that group, Malmo host Zenit St. Petersburg. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has warned against making wholesale changes for tomorrow's game with Porto. The Premier League high flyers are already assured of top spot in Group B, but Klopp insists that stability is key.
We always respect the competition and but we have to think about ourselves and our schedule and the situation of our players first. Whatever lineup we will show tomorrow night, it's only about winning the game and winning this game and winning the next and winning the next and all these kind of things. That's what we are here for.
Tottenham's debt has increased by over £100 million. The club has reported pre-tax losses of £80 million for the financial year up to June of this year. It means their total debt now stands at £706 million. In Gaelic games, Colin Boyle has become the latest Mayo stalwart to call time on his inter-county career. A veteran of 14 years on the panel, the Davids clubman announced his retirement this morning. Boyle won 6 Connacht titles with Mayo and was an All-Star on 4 occasions. In colleges action, St Eunan's lost their opening game in this season's McCrory competition today. The Letterkenny side went down 1-8 to 1-6 at the hands of Academy from Dungannon. Gary Kelly scored a goal and a point. David Boyle had 2 frees, while Max Rorty, Dahi Gilday and Donal Gallagher also got in the score sheet for St Eunan's today as well. And finally in cricket, Ireland have lost by 6 wickets to the West Indies in their Women's World Cup qualifier in Zimbabwe. Ireland will be back in action on Thursday. Up next for them is a tie against the Netherlands. That's your sport for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, it's hoped that a pay increase for county councillors will attract more candidates into local politics. The pay, known as a representational payment, has increased by just under 40% to more than €26,000 a year. Cabinet approved the increase earlier this year, which took into account the recommendations of an independent review in 2020. Figures show that almost 10% of representatives who were elected in 2019 have since resigned, citing financial and family commitments. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says the increase is important for a number of reasons.
The Moorhead report came out earlier on this year, Catherine recommending that there be an increase in the salary for county councillors, and we and the ALG welcome that decision from the Moorhead report.
One of the reasons behind the increase is to attract young people into local politics.
Yeah, there's a couple of points, but at our old salary, Catherine, and indeed our new salary, it's very, very difficult for young people that have a mortgage or a family to enter politics. You know, we find them very, very difficult to live on the wages. And we say that remuneration or salary should not be an incentive to become a councillor, but it should also not act as a barrier to become or to entering politics. Because you said there are a lot of good people out there that think of running for politics, but just can't afford the time or their job.
Do you think that the pay rise is enough going forward, or do you think that maybe it should be reviewed again down the line?
The possibility of it being reviewed in the near future is very, very little. For the first time now that the councillor's pay is related to a public sector pay, which is a grade 4. So I don't think that it will be reviewed in the near future, Catherine.
And finally, the Agriculture Minister has given reassurances that everything is being done to combat bird flu. Confirmed H5N1 has been detected in a turkey flock in Monaghan, with additional surveillance steps put in place. It comes as a number of wild birds in Donegal were confirmed with a condition earlier this month. Minister Charlie McConnogh is urging both farmers and the general public to be on alert.
It's really important that all farmers are very much alert to this over the period of time, and also indeed any members of the public that come across any birds that may be sick or and indeed any birds that may have died, that they notify the local veterinary office as well if they have suspicion that it may be in any way linked to avian influenza.
Weather now, cold and dry this evening. Dry at first, tonight also, and mostly cloudy. A band of rain will move through later in the night and it will be cold with lowest temperatures of minus 1 to plus 4 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil that while the government will seek accountability regarding MICA, a public inquiry would take years to complete and cannot be the immediate priority. Micheál Martin was responding to Deputy Thomas Pringle, who raised recent media reports about the purchase of 5 MICA-affected houses by Donegal County Council. The HSE says it will consider another pop-up COVID testing centre in Innishowen. The issue was raised at a regional health forum meeting this afternoon by Councillor Albert Doherty, who told the online discussion that figures in Innishowen are rising at a worrying rate. There's renewed calls for special attention to be paid to Letterkenny University Hospital to tackle overcrowding and cancellations. It comes as Northwest Sinn Féin TDs met with the executive management team of the Seelter Hospital Group yesterday, where issues affecting the system were laid bare. And the Donegal Garda is urging people to regularly check their bank balances online after revealing she was scammed this week. On this morning's Community Garda slot, Garda Grainne Doherty said while she was checking her account last night, she noticed 3 transactions to an unknown site, despite the fact that she has constantly followed Garda advice. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 23rd of November. The death has taken place of David Deese Mackey of Drumochra House, Cavan and Letterkenny. David will repose at his home until 8 o'clock this evening and again from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock tomorrow. Removal from his home on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 to the Cathedral of St Patrick and Phelim, Cavan, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in St Bridget's Cemetery, Killigarry. The funeral mass can be viewed live at the Cathedral webcam. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu to the Irish Cancer Society. The death has occurred of Tony Creerand, formerly of Muckish Avenue, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with cremation to follow in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at a later date. Family Flowers Only, please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Conmacdade Funeral Director. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Mary Ellen Byrne, Corfran, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, with visiting this evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Wake, funeral and burial are private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please. And the death has taken place of Freddie Duncan, Castle Third, Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Monterey Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu in aid of Monterey National School, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director.